It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hello, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and it is once again time for us to spend about 15 minutes and talk about a subject that's near and dear to many of our hearts, and that's hunting and fishing in the great outdoors. Mr. Jason Harden is our guest today. Now, Jason is the Texas Parks and Wildlife Upland Game Bird Specialist, and we're going to pick Jason's brain and learn how the eastern strain of wild turkey are doing up here in northeast Texas and in other parts of East Texas. Now, today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. You can go online to www.biggame.org, and there you can learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. Also made possible by Brute Outdoors, maker of the Brute Box Cooler. Now, you can go online to bruteoutdoors.com and check out the coolers there, or you can call toll-free 855-BRUTE-55. And folks, as promised, Jason Harden is with us on the line. Jason, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. Glad to be here.
Oh, I'm tickled to have you. And, you know, the Eastern Turkey Restocking Program is something that's near and dear to my heart and a lot of other people. Folks are listening to us now all over northeast Texas, Jason. The prime counties where the highest density of the eastern turkey, you were telling me, are Red River and Lamar, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. We have some of the best turkey hunting in the state right there in those two counties.
No kidding. I killed my first eastern turkey, this will be 3 years ago, up on Mike Ford's place, the Rio Rojo Ranch up there, and I was raised about 10 miles from where Mike's ranch is. So it's like going back home. But to go back and actually encounter something that I haven't seen in my lifetime, you know, wild eastern turkeys in my native county there, that's really a big deal. And hunting them is a little bit different than the Rios. I've sure found that out. But I think I really want to get you to talk about the event that's coming up right away, isn't it, Jason?
Yes, sir. March 9th, we're having a workshop over in Leesville Baptist Church, right down the road from where you said you grew up, there, right near Mike's place, right outside of Woodville. We're going to have a couple of speakers coming out talking about focused efforts to improve management in Red River and Lamar counties, and also have the Texas Forest Service local district guy come over and talk to us about forest wildlife management. We're also having the Red River Eastern Turkey Co-op just business meeting and moving that forward. You know, Mike Ford's our president over there, and he's been a real go-getter when it comes to working with the neighboring landowners around that area to try to do some positive things, putting fire back on the ground and doing other types of management to really help the turkeys and sustain what we've created over there.
You bet. Mike is I've known Mike well all of his life. I'm about, I think, 8 or 9 years older than Mike. And Mike's a go-getter, whatever it comes to, and he puts his heart into it, and he's a smart fella, too. And I was really happy to see him get affiliated with that organization. Bob Hood, an outdoor writer buddy, and I were up there, I guess it's been 3 years ago, when Mike was first getting started. Actually, he signed us up as members while we were there, you know.
Yeah.
And I get the newsletters and everything. But that, for more information, Jason, on that upcoming meeting, give us folks a number to call or you know, a contact, if you
sure. They can call me here in my office at 903-322-2770. I'll mail them out a flyer or email it to them and let them know exactly what they can expect.
Okay, that number again, folks, was 903-322-2770. Well, as far as the restocking success, Jason, among the various counties, can you kind of give us an overview? I know Red River and Lamar counties are the tops for numbers. But I know there are also huntable populations in other counties, right?
Yes, sir. We're doing pretty good across the Red River counties. From Red River over to Grayson County, we've had a lot of success. And down to the Sulphur River, we've done okay, but the Red River counties always kind of take the cake. But as you go down to the southeast, Newton, Angelina, Jasper counties, we've had a lot of success down in that area as well. Tyler County was one of the first areas we stocked the wild eastern turkey back in 1979, and where those populations really kicked off and started doing really well. And that part of the state has some huntable population. Newton County is trying to catch up with Red River County, but they still got a ways to go.
Well, I've talked to guys that's hunting down there. I guess National Forest, there's a lot of hunting in the National Forest down in extreme southeast Texas, isn't it?
Yes, sir. The Angelina and the Sabine National Forest offer quite a bit of eastern turkey hunting opportunities. We're working with the Forest Service trying to sustain those populations, and we'll continue to do that to make sure we're putting the right management on the ground to help those birds breed and reproduce and continue to put new birds on the ground.
You bet. Folks, we're visiting with Mr. Jason Hardin. Now, Jason is the upland game bird specialist for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Your headquarters is down in Buffalo, isn't it, Jason?
Yes, sir. I'm fortunate enough to be here in Buffalo, right down the road from where I grew up and was born. But I cover the entire state, and it's a wonderful job to be out with folks like yourself, hunters and landowners, and to get involved with the wild turkey and other game birds across the state.
Your passion for it shows through, Jason, talking to you. So I know you're in the right position for your education and for the things that you love. As far as timber company practices, logging practices, where there's clear cut, I think a lot of the problem with turkey habitat, I think I'm right, it can be too dense, can it? In other words, there can't be enough open understory, I guess you'd say, where turkeys can move around and find their food.
Yes, sir. Well, turkeys really depend on that low-growing, early successional type of habitat. And that doesn't necessarily mean a clear cut, but open canopy forest, mm-hmm. something that's getting sunlight to the ground to grow that grass and those weeds and that vegetation. Insects are really critical for growing poults whenever they're first hatching out of those eggs, and you can't get that in pine needles. So whenever you look at an understory forest, it's nothing but leaf litter. That's not of great value to those birds. They can move through it and they can use it, but as far as providing food and helping sustain those populations and grow those populations, we really like to keep an open canopy. So timber thinning is a real benefit. Small clear cuts, 10, 15 acre clear cuts, or even smaller, can be really valuable in the short term. And a good forest management plan can really help you decide how you can really improve that turkey habitat if that is a goal.
And Jason, folks there at Texas Parks and Wildlife, guys like yourself, can help people that want to do improve their habitat for turkeys, right?
Sure, that's correct. We have private lands biologists in every county. They're free of charge. Whenever you buy a hunting license or a fishing license, you help pay their salaries. And those guys will come out, meet with you, and write a plan specific for your property. And you tell them your goals, if it's managing for deer, if it's managing for quail, if it's managing for turkey or songbirds. They'll write you a plan that'll help you manage that land to benefit those species that you're targeting. And again, that is free of charge, and they can find that information on the web, or you can give them my number and I'll set them up.
You bet. Well, that's a really good service, and it's something that's available to everyone. Now, I've hunted turkeys a lot, Jason, and most of my turkey hunting, I'd say 85% of it, has been Rios. I've hunted Rios since, the 70s. But I've hunted, not always successfully, the eastern turkey. I found them, well, for one thing, especially in East Texas, the numbers are not anywhere near. You're not going to go out in the winter when the Rios are down in the bottoms. And, you might see 200 or 300, but you don't see that with the eastern bird. And I'm sure that's a reason for the lower, the lower success rate, harvest rate. But I think... I found those birds to be, for lack of a better term, just a little bit more sneaky,
Well, they are definitely a craftier bird, a much more nervous bird, less vocal, mm-hmm. and they're hard to catch up with. Like you say, you get down on some of those riparian areas, those creeks out in the western part of the state where we have the highest density of Rio Grande turkeys in the country, and it's not as hard to find them. You can focus on exactly what habitat they're going to be in. Whereas the eastern wild turkey could be spread out just about any forest. The Rio depends on that roosting habitat. and roosting habitat isn't the limiting factor for eastern turkeys. So pinpointing those birds takes a little more work.
It does, and getting them in within bow or shotgun range requires a lot more patience. I've got a good buddy, you know, Bob Hood, a well-known outdoor writer. Bob's probably one of the best turkey hunters I've ever hunted with. And Bob has an old saying that I've been listening, hearing him tell for years, patience kills more turkeys than anything. For a turkey hunter. That's true. Well, he and I hunted up at Mike's place a couple of years unsuccessfully, and he said that's really true with these eastern turkeys, because the one that I shot year before last, I think it was up there, nice gobbler. He was probably a two-year-old bird, but you know, he would gobble back in the woods, probably, I don't know, 200 yards away from me. I knew he was back there. But a Rio, a lot of times, will just, when you hit a yelp or whatever, that Rio will just hammer back at you. Well, this turkey would, you know, you'd hear him occasionally kind of a half-hearted gobble, if you will, you know. And then he just shut up. And I knew enough about turkey hunting not to just assume the bird was gone, you know. So I stayed and just kept giving some little plaintive yelps, you know, on the box call there. And stayed put, and then I just shut up. And the turkeys, the gobblers, and I assume the hens, have an uncanny ability, Jason, to pinpoint where that sound is, don't they?
They do. They're amazing. They have great eyesight, great hearing, and they can really key in on almost the exact location where that call came from.
Well, that's exactly what happened with this gobbler. I probably hadn't called in... oh, realistically 10 minutes probably, but I'd done probably 20 minutes of calling off and on, sporadic calling, before he appeared, and I just looked up in a little clearing, and bingo, I had a decoy up there, and he was heading straight to the decoy. So where a Rio, 90% of them, if they're in the breeding season and they're hot, you know, you start yelping, and that rascal's going to stop and strut and gobble at every, as a response to every call. So I found them a whole lot different, but man, are they're challenging, and they're a worthy game bird for anybody, don't you think?
They are. You know, it's a lot easier to mess up on a Rio and still walk away with a bird, whereas if you mess up on an eastern, you're probably going home empty-handed.
He's out of there, isn't he? Well, you know, we're just about out of time, Jason, and folks, we are visiting with Jason Harden with he's actually the upland game bird specialist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. And tell them one more time and a contact number about this upcoming event.
March 9th, this coming Saturday, over at the Leesville Baptist Church in Woodville. We're going to have a workshop with the Red River Eastern Turkey Co-op, and going to have some good speakers talking about habitat management, talking about initiatives and incentives for landowners to do good quality work for lots of game birds. And they can reach me at 903-322-2770. I'd be glad to send them an invitation.
Well, Jason, if you will, stay on the line with me. We are just about out of time. I want to talk to some more turkey with you when we get wrapped up. How about that?
Sounds good, Luke.
Okay. Folks, well, I really do appreciate you being with us. Now, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. I want to mention that to you, and I want to give you the website. It is biggame.org. And today's show was also made possible by Brute Outdoor Coolers. That website is bruteoutdoors.com. The toll-free number is 855-BRUTE-55. I really appreciate you being with us. Remember, KETR.org is where you can go and listen to the archive of this show. If you missed something that that Jason had to say, you can listen to it for months ahead. And I will remind you, another radio show that I do, Catfish Radio, that's an hour-long show. You can go online to catfishradio.com and tune in. We'll visit with you again right here next week at the same time.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.